Good afternoon. I call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today's Monday, April 11th, 2022. The time is 1:02 p.m. Please silence all cell phones. Senator Hoffman, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Olson is excused. Senator Wilson is on his way. Senator and myself, Senator Bishop, and Senator Von Imhoff is excused. So today's agenda is SB 111, Early Education, Reading Intervention. And this is the sixth hearing of the bill for SB 111. Our intention is to consider committee substitute, cover fiscal notes, and look to the will of the committee. Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to adopt finance. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 111, Finance Work Number 32-LS0485/R, before the committee as our working document.
Thank you, and I'll object. Ms. Shine. Thank you.
Please. Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Erin Shine, staff to Co-Chair Bishop and the Senate Finance Committee. Mr. Chairman, there was one substantive change between version E or N, sorry, between E and R, which is in addition to the adopted CS that we had already addressed in a previous hearing. And then there's also a couple conforming and technical changes, but I'll go through those in a sectional. So all of the changes appear in section 14, which can be found on page 8. The first addition is actually requires the condition of subsection G, which I'll go over next, to be met prior to application for the three-year early education grant program. That's on page 8, line 27 through 28. Mr. Chairman, there was a technical change which corrected a drafting error from a previous version by removing reference to subsection A that is no longer necessary, which were changes that were accepted in a previous committee substitute. And then, Mr. Chairman, the substantive change can be found on page 9, line 27 through page 10, line 3, which adds a new subsection to require school districts to consult with each local and tribal health Head Start program within the district's boundaries prior to making an application to the three-year early education grant program under AS 1403-410B. And this is to ensure no district-wide program will jeopardize federal funding or programming. And with that, Mr. Chairman, those are all the changes between the previous committee substitute the committee adopted and this version.
Okay. Is there any further objection to adopting the CS as our working document? Seeing none, the CS is adopted. Okay. Any further questions before I have Ms. Tejner from the Brief at Ease. To be clear, for Senate records, I removed my objection. I don't see any further objections, so the CS is adopted as our working document. Ms. Teschner, would you please come before the committee and cover the fiscal notes for us, please? Thank you. Welcome.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Senate Finance. For the record, my name is Heidi Teschner. I am the Director of Finance and Support Services with the Department of Education and Early Development. I will go over the five fiscal notes before you today. And I will start with the fiscal note for the early learning coordination. This is OMB component 2912. This fiscal note shows the costs associated with operating the early education grant program, as well as providing the training and support to the grantees. Is estimated that it would cost require the three additional staff members to the department to operate and provide the training and support for this program. In addition to the salaries and benefits of these three staff members, there's department chargeback costs of $10,600 per position and one-time costs of $5,000 per position for supplies and equipment. And since the State Board of Education Early Development will need to adopt regulations establishing the standards for the early education program, there's an additional one-time cost of $6,000 reflected for the legal services associated with those regulation development. The total estimated fiscal year 23 cost is $833,300, of which $385,600 would be the requested general fund appropriation, and $474,700 for parents as teachers is already included in the fiscal year 23 governor's budget. Are there any questions on the early learning coordination before I move on?
Please continue.
Mr. Chair, the next fiscal note is for the pre-kindergarten grants. This OMB component number 3028. This fiscal note shows the costs associated with the early education program grants. Page 3 of the fiscal note provides the funding breakdown by fiscal year for the three-year grant program. Since the bill sets a $3 million annual cap for the program, there's 638 students is the maximum number eligible for the program based on the half of an average cost per student of $4,702, which I will explain how we got that number in a couple fiscal notes from now. And this is outlined in Table 2 on page 3 of the fiscal note. Table 3 on page 3 provides the committee with a look at which cohorts would be eligible for the program each of the 11 years of the program. Table 4 is the visual representation of which cohorts would transition to the foundation program after the completion of their three-year grant program. Fiscal year 2034 would be the last year of the three-year grant program, and the total grant program would is estimated to cost about $33 million. If there's no questions on that fiscal note, I'll move on to the foundation program, and which is OMB component number 141. There are no costs shown on this fiscal note, as the funding mechanism for the program is a general fund transfer to the public education fund, so not into the foundation program itself. So this fiscal note is provided for explanation purposes only. And the next fiscal note is for the public education fund, which is the fund capitalization of the PEF, the fund, public education fund, which is OMB component number 2804. This is where the money gets deposited for the foundation program. The fiscal note takes the total amount of the projected state aid and divides by the total average daily membership to come up with the average cost per ADM, average daily membership. The bill funds the students at half of the average, so that, again, that's that $4,702 per student. And we use the fiscal year 22 data as of December 21st, 2021, to come up with that number. This is an average cost, so as students actually run through the formula, districts could see a little bit more than that amount. There will be 9 cohorts of students that go through the early education grant program, and the first cohort would transition into the foundation formula in fiscal year 2027. The fiscal note assumes that all programs that are developed in the first cohort would be approved and transition at the end of the third year. After the end of the three-year grant program, and that we carry that assumption through each of the cohorts. The bill includes transition language for districts with existing early education programs that get approved by the State Board of Education Early Development, but limits that amount in fiscal year 23 to $3 million, and in subsequent years, not more than a $3 million increase over the prior fiscal year. So once all students have transitioned and are included in the average daily membership count, state aid is estimated to increase approximately $24 million. Are there any questions?
I see no questions. Thank you, Ms. Tessier.
The last fiscal note I'll go through, Chair Bishop, is for the student and school achievement component, OMB component number 2796. This is the cost associated with the comprehensive reading intervention program, the school improvement literacy program, and the virtual education consortium. So through the comprehensive reading intervention program, the department will manage and operate the program, provide that direct coursework, training, and testing opportunities related to the evidence-based reading instruction, annually solicit and convene stakeholders to receive feedback on the program implementation, establish a recognition program, and provide direct support and training for all K-3 teachers on the use of the statewide screening tool. It is estimated that we would require 3 staff positions to manage and operate this particular program. The One, there's one education administrator, three, that would be required to participate and present at statewide professional development conferences. We expect virtual participation where we can, so I've only budgeted for one in-person travel for this position. In addition, we have the salaries and benefits. To the salary and benefits, we have department chargeback costs of $10,600 per position and one-time costs of $5,000 per position for supplies and equipment. There's also a cost in the fiscal note for the comprehensive reading program that requires adoption and administration of a statewide screening tool to identify students in the K-3 with a reading deficiency. There are approximately 40,000 students in K-3 in Alaska schools, and a statewide screener would cost approximately $15 per student. So this would result in an annual cost of about $600,000. The department plans to use federal receipts to fund the screener in fiscal year 23. So this cost would start, be a state general fund cost in fiscal year 24. In addition, $500,000 would be needed in order to develop a screening tool to use for immersion and bilingual programs as an alternate screening tool to meet the culturally relevant needs, and this would be starting in fiscal year 2024. There is a one-time cost of $18,000 reflected in the fiscal note for legal services associated with regulation development, and this particular program is repealed on June 30th, 2034. The next program is the School Improvement Reading Program. The department, through this program, the department will provide direct support and intervention in district and school reading programs. Each year, the department will determine how many schools may be adequately served by the reading specialist, and will select those schools from the lowest 25% of schools to participate in the program. The department anticipates employing 1 to 5 reading specialists in year one and 5 in each of the subsequent years. The fiscal note assumes hiring the 5 in the first year. Out years will be adjusted based on implementation of the program. There's salaries, obviously salary and benefits, department chargebacks, and costs for supplies and equipment, as well as $12,000 for a one-time cost of $12,000 for legal services related to regulations around this program. There, reflected in this fiscal note, is a cost associated with the purchase of supplemental reading textbooks and materials for school districts in connection with the reading intervention services. The cost per student when adopting a new reading curriculum is about $250, with approximately 10,000 students in grade level in Alaska schools. There are a total of 40,000 students in kindergarten through third grade. During the 2019-2020 school year, 391 schools served K-3 students. So taking those 40,000 students divided by the 391 schools, we get about 102 K-12 students per school on average. So for each year of the reading program, 5 schools that will be served times the 102 K-3 students times the $250 per student is about $170,500 for these supplemental materials. There's the final cost associated with the school improvement reading program. There's an annual contract fee of $50,000 beginning in fiscal year 23. For an independent contractor to establish and collect the baseline data needed in order to conduct the data analysis of the program's effectiveness for that final report that's due to the legislature by the 30th day of the 38th legislature. This program is also repealed on June 30th, 2034. The last program under this fiscal note is the Virtual Education Consortium. The department would need 2 positions to manage and operate the statewide virtual education learning management system, review all courses and professional development, and provide the virtual instruction training. In addition, there is a position for one reading specialist position to provide intensive reading intervention services to districts participating in the Virtual Education Consortium. The department established a statewide virtual education learning management system for districts, teachers, and students in fiscal year 21 as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and plans to continue to license that through fiscal year 23 using our federal COVID relief funding. It's an annual cost of just over $1 million, so $1,060,000 $60,600. The two positions needed to manage the learning management system, review coursework and professional development, and provide virtual instructional training, and the one full-time reading specialist could also be funded with our fiscal year 23, through fiscal year 23 with our federal COVID relief funding. So starting in fiscal year 24 is when a UGF request would be needed for the learning management system and the associated positions. In addition, there is a one-time increment of $12,000 in the fiscal note for legal services related to this program for new regulations. This program also is repealed on June 30th, 2034. There are two additional costs, Mr. Chair, in the fiscal note that aren't related directly to one of these programs. There's a $200,000 cost in fiscal year 32 for an independent contractor to assist the department with developing that report that is due to the legislature during the 30th legislature. And then there is a $115,000 cost starting in fiscal year 24 for costs associated with the annual convening of a panel to review and comment on the effectiveness of the four new programs. The fiscal year 23 general fund cost to implement these programs is $4,187,400. The committee should have a one page that outlines from fiscal year 23 through fiscal year 34, the cost for each of these fiscal notes summarized and the cumulative cost over that time. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'm available for any questions.
Thank you for covering those fiscal notes. It was very well done. Seeing no questions on the fiscal notes, any other discussion before I ask for a motion? Seeing none, Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 111, Finance, Work Number 32-LS0485-R from committee with the attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
All right. Thank you for that. And seeing no objections, the bill will move from committee. Next, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we have Senate Bill 121, PFAS, Use and Remediation. And we are going to be adjourned here at 1:20. Please stick around to sign the document. We're adjourned.